tradition. In Kashi Esas tradition. With that, we should be zechut have a lichtig Shabbos, lichtig Shabbos the Gadol. Amish Shnas School of Yeshua. So it says in this week's parsha, one of the halachas that's introduced in the parsha is the inyan of nigei batim, of having tzaras on the house, right? So that's where tzaras can first appear. So Rashi, the Bradishra says like this: Ayn Rashi, shu besura toiva, that it's actually a good besura. Mivnei ha'oitzer shet minu ha'kananim, right? It's well known that the kananim hid treasures behind the wall. So when there's a nega there, so you have to break that part of the wall in the beginning. So then you're able to find the treasure. So that's an interesting way of Hashem giving presents. So ha'klal, Bradishra says the klal is like this: Ikar ha'simcha kishadam malan itzaitis la'avodas habaris baruch. The ikar simcha that a yid has in life, the neshama has, is when it's able to find sparks of the Rabbanu Shel Olam in the strangest of places and redeem those sparks of taking that experience, that moment, that avoida, and bringing it to Hashem. And by doing so, the soul of that inyan is redeemed. And that's the Iker Simcha. And when a person does this, then the soul of that experience is connected, is brought out and is connected to you, and you bring it to Hashem, to avodas Hashem. But chitzayni is in the outer element of avodas zayirik. That's irrelevant. That is like, you know, it's just a shell of itself anyway. Umachma shuzarka chitzayni is, and when you separate the soul of something from its shell, then automatically the shell like sort of deteriorates and it becomes nothing. Mizeba negavais. That's the need of negibatim. What's negibatim? Kiapsoyla shabasaycha nitzas umasriach. Negibatim means it's a simon of b'chol avodas Hashem. There's such a thing as treasures hidden behind walls. So until the yid discovers that treasure, so as pashim shad, it sounds like, okay, Hashem first says a nega, and mela through that you find the treasure. But this verse says once it's time for the treasure to be found, it means the treasure is now separating from the shell. And once that separation between soul and body takes place, the body automatically falls apart. So that's the way of avodas Hashem. You find the neshama and the outside of it, the chitzoni is masriach. It doesn't. It has no meaning. Has no definition to it. V'zepirish Rashi b'sayra. That's what Rashi is trying to say. That this is a besura toiva. V'oizr shatminu, the treasures that were found in there. Shemen etzaitzis, which is a reference to the nitzutzei kedusha. V'zep besura toiva sharoim is al simcha. That's the simcha that he feels when you experience something and like you know you get some zach and you get to the point and you find the Rabbanu Shalom's presence in that moment. Then that's now the entire inyan. And everything else, all the packaging, was just packaging. And once, and that's what's going on over here. That's what the Torah is revealing to us, that there's until now, what looks like just one big house. The truth is, it's made of two parts. There's the treasure inside, and then there's the outer shell of it. And once you identify, and once you connect, and once it's time for the inner treasure to be elevated, then the outer shell sort of is disconnected from its soul, which is the treasure, and mela deteriorates, and that's what that's what negibatim were. No, that's what all of Golas is. Hashem should help us in the schus of our ditchiver, not only to have a lichtige Shabbos and a lichtige erev Shabbos and lichtige Shabbos, but b'chol that the Shabbos haGadol we should be zeichet to brought into that place of tekabesh for Gadol. We should be zeichet to take out all the treasures of Golas and all that which is left behind in the Golas is just mamish kafir kelshim tichla. V'yeskol tzedek, never remain, amen. Yeah. Yeah.